Earth and Sky.
In a world of global change, of a warming climate, which ice sheets are likely to go off first?
You're listening to research scientist Donald Blankenship at the Institute for Geophysics at the University of Texas. He's working to understand how ice sheets respond to climate change. Since the late 1970s, he's been studying ice sheets in Antarctica using an airborne radar system. He told us that certain ice sheets are more susceptible than others to melting.
In particular, the ones that had their bottoms below sea level. In other words, if the ice went away, the ocean would rush in and fill in behind them. They call them marine ice sheets. Marine ice sheets have the capacity to turn their ice into sea level rise quite rapidly, and that's our big concern.
Since 2008, Blankenship has been concentrating on the East Antarctic ice sheet, more than a third of which is below sea level. Blankenship estimates that the ice within this ice sheet has the potential to raise global sea level by 60 meters or 200 feet.
We have one last great ice sheet. It's the East Antarctic ice sheet. We don't know what its future implies for us. So these great ice sheets, they may be at the end of the Earth, but they're much more important than their distance implies.
You've been listening to research scientist Donald Blankenship, and I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.